whatever that's they use to fill in between the logs.
Mm-hmm. What was that, you know?
It was a type of cement. And, but this was, despite the fact of how that house sound, it was beautiful around there. Of course, I see it probably as a child, but we had a beautiful yard, all paling fenced all around, with the gate that went into the yard, had all kinds of flowers, and my grandmother had a big hotbed, she called it, hothouse. Mm-hmm. It was dug into the ground, and she'd put her flowers in there, and they'd be ready for the spring. It was very pretty, and we had every type of fruit that you can name was on that farm.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, berries, all kinds of berries, all kinds of peaches, apples. In the back of the house, we had my grandfather had a bee colony that he had back in with among the apple trees.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, we had these two huge family burying grounds, and one over this side here was more up to date, and the one kind of in the front of the house was dated back into the 1500s.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And they the tombstones were carved out of stone, just plain carved, and they and the dates and names carved in them, because all that's gone today. I don't even know if you could even find a trace of it. Because we went up there one day, Anne and Maurice and I wanted to find my sister's grave, and we hunted the whole afternoon, couldn't even find a trace of that. It just shows how time can take these things away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't even find them. In fact, this graveyard over here had a fence all around it, a gate into it, and had boxwood and cedars and everything. Couldn't find a trace, never found it.
Hmm.
And I felt like I'd just gone berserk. I said, I knew that was over there, but we never found it. So that this originally was the way the house was. Of course, over the years, the elements took its toll and wasn't much left. And never was painted.
Hmm, never.
Never had a coat of paint on it. It had a some sort of a mixture or something on it. It was white, but it wasn't paint.
Mm-hmm.
And it never rotted.
Mm-hmm.
That seems fantastic,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
And over through a path here, my father built a house. Shows how people built in those days, because he had his own family coming along, and my grandmother was here, so we traveled back and forth. In fact, my father tended the stock over here. But on this house, my father made a chimney, and somebody was telling you this, you probably say that's not true. He made this chimney out of straw and mud.
That's interesting.
Yeah, he did. And the way he put the straw and the mud together, it didn't catch on fire.
Uh-huh. Just
how
did
it? I don't know what he did. I don't know. But
uh-huh.
He put it in. They run that chimney up.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we didn't stay there for a little while. It was a right good size house, but we didn't stay there very long. I don't remember too much of the details in it, because it never impressed me. But I do remember being over there and playing with the blocks of wood, as you saw.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I remember about that. And I remember that there was a well that he built for my mother right at the kitchen. One of these type with the one bucket go down, one bucket come up. And you raise the thing up here, you had a doors that closed and open back. And we climb up on this well and climb from there up on the roof. Climb from here up on the roof and go up to here and lay on our stomachs and slide down. And catch the eaves, and then we'd go back up and do the same thing.
Uh-huh.
So I missed my catch one time when I come down. But and my father had forbidden us to go up there, and we would wait until he'd go out to work, and then we'd go up. So he suspicioned we weren't listening to him, and he hid one day in the tobacco.